This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi everyone, it's Simon Smart. I'm joined again by Justine Toe. Hey Justine.
Hi Simon, how's it going?
Good, thanks. There was an article, Justine, in the Sydney Morning Herald recently that talked about a new makeover TV program. It's just a horrid thought, but it's called Bridalplasty. And it'll soon be aired on, evidently, on Australian cable TV. Now, the title seems self-explanatory, but why don't you tell us what it's about?
Sure. Well, Bridalplasty is a show that puts 12 brides-to-be against each other, okay? And they're competing for this perfect wedding that, to them, involves plastic surgery procedures that are going to transform them into the perfect bride. And each bride that who is seeking this extreme makeover, well, whoever wins, they're going to unveil their new face to their husband-to-be at the altar, Simon.
You can't be serious, Justine. Seriously, it's terrible.
You'd think so. Well, I think it's about the freak factor and trying to and laughing at people, really.
Kind of television, it seems to just exploit people's insecurities. In this case, these women's insecurities. Yeah. And in a sense, it seems designed to get people to compete with each other in ways that probably aren't all that helpful. Doesn't bring out the best in us. Is it a show worth watching?
Well, I probably wouldn't watch it myself. I wouldn't say that it's all that like edifying to watch, but I also think that we shouldn't dismiss it out of hand and just say that it's the latest trash to come on TV. And the reason I say that is because I think Bridalplasty is worth paying attention to as a cultural text, because it really captures this idea of makeover culture, which I believe we're subject to from all angles around us. Now, obviously, Bridalplasty is an extreme example of this, but it's really easy to, as I said, just criticise the show without recognising that all of us are constantly being told that we need to transform ourselves in order to be better or more worthy people.
Yeah, so all of us are encouraged to transform ourselves, it seems, and this is what you're talking about, this makeover culture. Is it something that targets only women? I wouldn't have thought so.
Well, no, it doesn't only target women, but it's also true to say that women are frequently its targets, right? And to be more specific about makeover culture, this is the idea that our lives are in need of transformation, that they need to be worked on and overhauled if we're to be happy and fulfilled individuals. So it's basically saying you need to invent and then reinvent yourself, because that's going to make you into the person that you're supposed to be. So in this case, the women are obsessed with being the perfect bride and having the perfect wedding, and they seek cosmetic transformation into those perfect selves in order to complete that image of perfection in their heads.
That's Bridalplasty. What are some other examples of this type of makeover culture?
Yeah, as I said, Bridalplasty is an extreme example of that, but you know, really, it's a huge subgenre of reality TV shows that are all about makeovers of various sorts. I mean, MasterChef, you know, we've talked about MasterChef before on this program. In a sense, offers you the opportunity to make over your career. But also shows like Australian Idol or The Apprentice, these are based on the same principle. Something like Beauty and the Geek, you know, you can make over your love life, really. Or you can renovate your home in changing rooms. Now, shows like Bridalplasty offer you the opportunity to make over your body via cosmetic surgery. But then there's also the less extreme versions of that in shows like What Not to Wear or Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, which was big a couple of years ago, which involves us making over our wardrobes in order to bring us into line with the image of ourselves in our head. But it's also important to recognise that it's not just TV shows that are promoting this sense of makeover culture. We've got magazines, newspapers. I think the Sunday newspapers are really an example of this. The Oprah Winfrey industry, all of these are telling us that we need to improve ourselves and be better than we are.
Is this really to do with self-loathing? Some of these shows seem to be about that, particularly the Bridalplasty bit. But more broadly, is it a question of forming our identity, trying to establish that?
Yeah, I think it shows that we are really insecure in some way, and we really are looking for some sort of guidance as to how can I be better. You know, I think we all recognise that there's a competitive job market, there's a competitive market in terms of trying to find someone to fall in love with you. And we all seek to find something that will complete us. So I think that makes sense of this makeover culture. I think the Christian message in this case has something really attractive to offer, because it has a message of grace, really, which is value and worth and dignity that you don't have to earn or strive for, but is freely given. And it just really, it's a relief not to have to, you know, worry and compete in that way. So I think that has a very attractive message for us all.
So identity in found in grace and in value that you've been given as someone made in the image of God, perhaps.
Yeah, exactly.
I think there's more to say here, Justine, about this. Let's pick it up again next time. Thanks for being with us.
Not a problem.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.